Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. One of my favorite people, Jason Hopkins, on the phone with me today. And I love that we're talking about mental health. And Jason is doing a lot of cutting edge work in that field right now. And Jason, you're president of NAMI Arapahoe and Douglas Counties. And then you also have a company besides that that does a lot with mental health. And that company, again, is...
The Connection Project.
Right. So we have the Connection Project. And then you're also doing a podcast. I know at Cozy 101.1, we air it as well, called Nobody's Perfect. You've got a lot of irons in the fire right now.
I do. It's an exciting time for me and for our organizations and for mental health, honestly.
Yeah. Tell me about mental health and some of the trends that you're seeing right now, because people are finally talking about it more.
Well, I think that's one of the benefits, if there are any blessings of the pandemic that we went through, is recognizing that people are now talking about their struggle in a way that they wouldn't have before. But what we're seeing in people talking is alarming rates of people really being challenged with their mental health and facing struggles that they're just being more open about. I mean, we are seeing alarming rates of demand, and frankly, the system was never designed to meet that demand.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I think, you know, to be fair of the system, I think traditionally it was designed that there was a journey and a path for people to get on if they were struggling and were willing to talk about it and seek treatment. And the system really sort of was built to sustain that model. And now that we're seeing people talking about their mental health, I just don't think for most people, if you've never really had or faced these struggles before, I don't think it's as straightforward to get people connected. And I think the traditional system's assumption that people are willing to, you know, get on that path immediately when they don't even recognize they're in one, I think is a little archaic. And frankly, you know, leaves a responsibility to those of us like myself doing this work to really meet people where they are, which may be at the place of, hey, I'm just starting out and I'm struggling and I need some help.
Right. And I love that what you just said is that people, if you've never struggled before with your mental health, don't even sometimes realize that's what's going on.
Absolutely. And I mean, I just think in my own journey, I came to this work more than a decade ago after I had a pretty significant, I'm going to call it a breakthrough now, but to be clear for anybody listening, I had a complete breakdown. I've said I lost my money, my mind, and my way. And there is, you know, there are many twists and turns in that story. But long story short, I, you know, as I moved through my own recovery journey with mental health, I dedicated my life to be in service of other people, and recognizing that as a white guy that was educated with a supportive family that had some resources, it was nearly impossible to get connected. And frankly, you know, in 2024, it just shouldn't be that hard for people to get support they need.
No, and I agree with you, but you're right. I mean, where do you start? And that's where a lot of people are like, wow, I'm struggling. I've never been in this place before. And we hear that story a lot with people, especially after the pandemic. I'm struggling and I didn't even know what was going on with me. And where do I start? Where do I start this journey?
You know, we recently did a survey project in 2023 at NAMI ADCO that surveyed people with serious and persistent mental illness as well as their family members. And then we also did another survey for youth and families. And overwhelmingly, what we learned, where people start is often peers, people who are maybe further along or a trusted or respected adult or individual or loved one. And, you know, in all fairness, people go to Google. And as you well know, you can find anything you're looking for on Google to validate your perspective, good or bad.
Right.
But, you know, the reality we're seeing overwhelmingly, people are turning to their own networks and the internet to find resources first. And I want to honor and respect that, because I don't think either of those paths are bad. But what it tells us is people are not looking for the traditional system supports as a first line of defense if they're just getting involved in how do I support myself.
Yeah, that is a very good point. So tell me how the work you're doing is meeting people where they are. I know you've got a book in the works, and then you're also doing the Nobody's Perfect podcast. How does that all fit together?
I do. So, you know, starting back in 2017, well before the pandemic, we had really recognized that NAMI as an organization was really set up originally to support chronically and persistently mentally ill individuals. And I recognized, what about everybody else that was struggling? And that's where Connection Project was formed, was from that understanding of, we need to create an organization that meets everybody where they are. And what that really has looked like for us is supporting what I will call vulnerable or marginalized communities. We do a considerable amount of work with youth and families. We've done a lot of work with the responder community, vets and service members, We're doing some work with middle-aged men specifically. And how we picked these communities is when you look at the statistics that tell us, you know, what are the communities that have the most dire outcomes and consequences from mental health, whether it be depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation and completion rates, substance use and misuse disorders, really what are the communities we know are struggling the worst? Mm-hmm. And frankly, our work is all built from starting with that understanding and really delivering messaging and resources that are tailor-made to those communities. So you mentioned Nobody's Perfect a minute ago. You know, we launched a partnership with COSI on National Mental Health Day, which was October 10th of 2023, with this podcast series focused on youth and families. And it really starts with educating people based on what we've surveyed and focus grouped and learned people are struggling with, the things they want to talk about. And we're starting with education. How do we have healthier conversations between parents and their youth, between educators, you know, people that support youth and really helping meet them where they are, and having these conversations that are so necessary and critical with giving people resources. And what that's leading to, at the end of first quarter this year, we will launch a first of its kind mental health marketplace, which really is this cadre or hub of mental health resources that are vetted by a team of clinicians that we have that are really dialed into the topics that, that youth and families are seeking and supported with. So it's quite different than anything that's out there. But frankly, we're trying to be the answer or the solution to recognizing it shouldn't be so hard. And when you seek help, there needs to be a hub of resources. And frankly, there's some great resources, but there's no centralized hub. And when you're struggling, you know, the last thing you want to do is have to go and dig for things that that you may need in an immediate moment. Yeah. And you don't have the bandwidth or the capacity to do.
Right. I mean, the fact that you're struggling and you're at least trying to help yourself, sometimes that's all you can do. And you're right. You don't have the bandwidth to have to piece together everything. I love that you're doing a hub like that. What are some of the categories of that hub going to be? Because you said that it's the things that youth and families are wanting to know about. What are some of those things?
So through survey and focus group, we learned topics that people are specifically looking for. Of course, traditional depression and anxiety, but we're looking at vaping. We're looking at disordered eating or eating disorders. We're looking at bullying. We're looking at the school violence, the things that youth and families are really being focused or faced with today. We're looking at those topics and then narrowing down what are the resources among those key topics that they're struggling with to get them connected with a handful of resources that are well vetted by a clinical team that can, again, shorten the process of, hey, I'm struggling and need help, to how do I find some connection to get me some support that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I love that. When do you think that hub's going to be up and running?
So our goal is to launch it by the end of first quarter, so the end of March. We're pretty far into that. I've done similar work for the responder community for a client of mine previously, and don't see any reason that we won't be ready to go by the beginning of, you know, second quarter.
Wow, that is exciting. What, you know, talking about the podcast, Nobody's Perfect, what have you heard from families? What have you heard from teens and parents and their reaction? Because I know it's starting to get some traction.
It is starting to get some traction. And fortunately, with our partnership with Bonneville and COSI 101, we're really seeing, you know, some positive benefit. But what we're hearing from people is overwhelmingly, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for bringing light to the topics that we know need attention in a way that currently doesn't exist. I mean, we've got experts that are sharing on the topics we mentioned a couple of minutes ago. We've got youth that are across the nation that are sharing their stories with mental health and the inspiring work that they're doing to support youth and families moving forward. But overwhelmingly, what we're hearing, Melissa, is this gratitude for people having a connection point to have inspired conversations about the things we're struggling with. I mean, look, you know, youth today are natives to technology. Most parents are adaptive to technology. Mm-hmm. There is a disconnect. I mean, parents don't necessarily know how to have these conversations with their youth. And what we're hearing from youth is they want to have them.
Yeah.
And I think we have a responsibility as being the professionals leading the charge. How do we inspire these conversations that are healthy and fruitful to get people moving in a direction that really looks like true connection? I mean, that's the essence of the work we're doing. How do we create connection where there is limited connection or there is none?
Well, and I think just giving permission for those conversations to happen and helping out a generation of parents that maybe didn't have that open conversation with their parents.
Absolutely. And again, there's no criticism of recognizing that, hey, I don't know how to have this conversation and I need some help. I think really normalizing that. I mean, I've been a broken record. One of our taglines at Connection Project is everyone struggles. And I truly believe that. I mean, if you just boil things that we're facing down to that one word, struggle, I mean, frankly, there's a lot of connection to be found in that word. You know, nobody's perfect was formed from this understanding from a previous podcast we had at Cozy called Teen Talk through 2021, and really recognizing there was this thread that wove through every single conversation. And as I stepped back, it's not just a youth and family problem. It's a people thing. Mm-hmm. You know, perfection is something we all strive for. Well, frankly, we're normalizing that. I mean, our tagline that nobody's perfect is perfection isn't real. Your story is.
Yeah.
We're focused on those stories. You know, the humans behind, you know, all of these struggles that people are facing. We just have to normalize it. It's okay to struggle.
Right, right. It doesn't make you less than. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough just because you're struggling.
Not at all.
Yeah. And in fact, when you say everybody struggles, it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm struggling too. And it you kind of take that stigma away.
Well, and I'll tell you, if you use those two words, everyone struggles, in conversation, I am so inspired by how often I can use those words, and somebody will immediately pause and then reflect on the words, and then they'll often agree, and then usually they will tell you something struggling
yes,
with.
Yes.
Like, to me, that is the spark point for us having really inspired conversation. And frankly, I can't speak for anybody other than myself, but you know, the perceived connection we have through technology, frankly, it isn't real and it isn't really connective. I mean, there is no replacement for, you know, conversations like this or sitting down with a friend for coffee or just saying, hey, here's what I'm going through, and having somebody listen to you. I mean, as humans, we all want to be seen, valued, and heard, right?
Yes. Yes. I love that. And you're so right. I mean, technology doesn't give you that connection. You need people.
Right. I think what it does give us is the capacity to find resources in a way that we know people are using them to look for. And that's wonderful. But, you know, like the old adage goes, not you can't believe everything you read. I mean, you can find anything on the internet that supports whatever path you want to go down, good or bad.
Yep.
And I think it's imperative that we go back and recognize we need something that is centralized to get people connected in a way that is healthy, that is positive, that is vetted, that is, you know, supported by a clinical team of recognizing these are quality resources and not just, you know, something that you may have found that aligns with what your personal beliefs are with limited education. Again, not a criticism, but you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Right, right. And I love that you're going to make it centralized and easy to find, and that these are vetted resources too. So as a parent, as an individual, whatever your struggle may be, that you can go to this hub and be like, oh, okay, great. Here's some information I can trust.
Absolutely. And for anybody that's listening, you know, NAMI is a trusted resource. It's been in an organization for more than 40 years. And it started by parents with sick loved ones sitting around the kitchen table wondering how they got support for them. So really, we are validated by a quality organization that has a lot of history in serving people with mental health challenges. And frankly, we're just building on the advent of that work and moving into a space of 2024 and the technology that we have available to us.
Oh, that is so exciting. I love the work that you're doing. Real quick, in the last couple of minutes we've got here, tell me a little bit about this book that's coming out.
So I also have a radio show called Get Unstuck, Move Forward with Your Life. And that concept was really based on my own work of realizing that when you're stuck, I mean, you really have to take action to get unstuck.
Yep.
So it has inspired a book, a self-improvement, self-help book that will be coming out later this spring. That's also titled Get Unstuck, Move Forward with Your Life. And it really is those kind of simple tips and tricks that we can remind ourselves of in those times of stuckness or struggle that really can help us move forward to get the life that we desire. Like, Melissa, if you didn't listen to anything I said today, really getting connected to support and resources just shouldn't be this hard.
Right.
And everything we are doing is focused on how do we shorten the timeline and how do we focus on prevention that helps people have healthier outcomes and lead the lives they desire, that they choose for themselves?
Jason Hopkins, president of NAMI, Arapahoe and Douglas counties. Thank you so much for your time today, and I'll see you back here next week. I'm Melissa Moore. Go out, have a great blessed Sunday, and be kind to everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.